The fishing industry here in New England has suffered a lot of setbacks in recent decades. None more devastating, though, than the collapse of the stocks of cod. It was once the main catch of local fishermen, but that's in the past now. At Seafood Expo North America, which wraps up today here in Boston, the big question is this: how do you get people to appreciate dogfish? It's still plentiful in New England waters and is popular in other parts of the world, like the UK, where it's served as fish and chips. Yet for some reason, dogfish just has not caught on here in the U.S. Nick Muto is one fisherman who'd love to change that. He's a member of the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance.
In the summertime, we find the dogfish literally as soon as we fall outside the harbor. We have miles of dogfish. Dogfish has become a mainstay of our fleet because of the decline of the codfish population, which has been subject to many factors. Warming ocean trends, overfishing, mismanagement, that's all led to the decline of the codfish population. But out of that has risen this emerging dogfish fishery that has become a real building block of our harbor.
How does it compare to cod in terms of size?
It's smaller than a lot of our large codfish. An average dogfish is 4 to 5 pounds. When we were catching a lot of codfish, we were up in the 8 to 10 pound range. So you're definitely catching more individual fish, but they are smaller, nicer fillets.
How does it compare in taste to cod?
I don't want to mislead anybody. It's not codfish, but it could be a good substitute. It's a nice, flaky white fish and very tasty.
So in the UK, as I said, as popular as fish and chips, no one seems to have a problem with it there. But here in its home, people are like, no dogfish for me. Why is that?
I think it's getting people to realize that there's life outside of codfish, haddock, swordfish, tuna, salmon. Those are fish that people are comfortable with. They've seen them. They've been comfortable with them for years. I'd like to see people start thinking outside the box, because there's a lot of other fish out there that are equal to those big five. I think it could be a solid replacement for some of them so that we could take some of the pressure off of those more depleted stocks.
I'm sure you've sat out on the water and kind of mused, boy, it's probably something in the name, if they just change the name.
Some of it is the name. If you look at examples like the Patagonian toothfish, if you rebrand it as Chilean sea bass, it's a winner.
Right.
Cape shark could be a nice replacement for dogfish, but really the true test of it is the actual product itself, and it is a solid replacement for some of these overfished, over-demanded stocks.
So you spent a couple of days at the Seafood Expo North America here in Boston. Are there efforts being made to kind of rebrand dogfish?
Rebrand it and create awareness around it, that it is actually a very abundant species, it's sustainable, it's domestic, and it's a thriving fish stock.
What did you see at the expo from Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance? Are they kind of doing a little dogfish fry-up and getting people to taste
it? We've done a couple of media lunches. We had dogfish prepared for lunch. We had some smoked dogfish mignettes, which were unbelievable, with like a red pepper aioli.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. We had it fried, and then we had it pan-seared over like a wild rice, and they were all fantastic.
Nick, I saw this statistic recently that most of the fish consumed in the U.S. is imported from other countries. Is that right?
Right. Because of our depleted codfish stocks, we've started to fill that need for codfish here domestically. We've started importing codfish fillets from Iceland and Norway. So we import the codfish that we need to fill our demand here. But then we have this other fish, you know, a lot of these other fish species that we catch domestically, and that all gets exported. So if we're importing 90% and then we're exporting the other 90%, well, why aren't we just keeping what we catch here domestically and having it ourselves?
So what's the answer to that? Why not?
I think a lot of it lies in awareness, getting people to think outside the box, to change palates a little bit, or get them to even experiment with these different types of fish. If we could bolster this market up a little, even by 10 or 20%, I feel it really serves as the foundation for the fishing businesses in our harbor.
So you'll be back out on the waters tonight?
We'll be back out on the water in 6 hours, and it'll be 36 hours on the water.
How much a dogfish are you going to haul in, typically, in an evening?
This trip here, we're not targeting dogfish. Okay. In the summertime, our quote-unquote dogfish season, we leave anywhere between 3 and 4 in the morning, and we're back noontime, 1 o'clock during the day. We're very fortunate that there is such a great stock right out front of Chatham, so I don't have to go very far to catch them. It's become a nice part of my yearly business. So hopefully we can create awareness and create a demand for that, allow for us to continue to be on the water.
Nick Muto is a fisherman and a member of the Cape Cod Commercial Fishermen's Alliance. Nick Muto, thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.